Meanwhile, the Broadway-bound musical Finding Neverland, based on the 2004 film about Peter Pan creator J.M. Barrie and the family that inspired him, has become the highest-grossest production ever for the American Rep Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Finding Neverland isn't expected to open in New York until next spring, but it's already getting buzzed about there. That's because producer Harvey Weinstein, the force behind the film and the musical, took New York Times theater critic Ben Brantley to task for reviewing the show in its pre-Broadway tryout phase.
And then, when New York Post theater critic Michael Riedel wrote a column proclaiming Neverland dead in the water without having seen the show, Weinstein challenged him to do just that. Riedel said he would, and maybe he'd take the Peter Pan bus to get there. So that kerfuffle continues. Meanwhile, what's that?
Robin, that is Thane Jasperson. He's one of the actors in Finding Neverland. He plays Porthos, the family dog. And after I saw the show, I really wanted to talk with him because even though his costume is not elaborate, it's just a fuzzy bodysuit and a hat with ears, he truly transformed himself into a four-legged animal on stage. So Thane came to our studios, and this is what he told me.
I think in my past life, I was a dog. I think, like, it seems so natural to just come in and have my tongue out and feel happy and be like, what do you want to do? Want to play? Let's go throw the ball. Come on, throw me the ball. You know, like, I don't know. It feels natural.
Did you have any hesitation about taking this part?
I did. The very first time that they told me, I think they said, Thane, you're going to be playing the dog. And my first thought was like, oh, man, that means, like, I'm going to be, like, sitting around doing nothing while everybody else is singing and dancing and acting, and I'm just walking around like a dog. You know, and my first thought was, not negative, but I definitely wasn't as excited until I got into it. And then I thought, this is actually the coolest thing ever. And I love the challenge of, as an actor, like diving into a dog and what are the tics and what are the antics that they do. And
so a huge artistic,
yeah,
theatrical challenge.
Oh, yeah. I literally, like, whenever I'm on the train or anywhere and I see dogs, I sit there and stare at them. And I'm like, what are they doing? I got to add that. You know?
You really do. You have
I
to
do.
Study
anytime,
dogs.
Anytime. I was in the offices and one of the dogs was just stretching and doing some things. And I was like, yeah, I need to add some of those stretches and some of the way he's like chewing on his bone.
What's going through your mind when you're on stage? Are you trying to think like a dog? So if there's food on stage, you are trained on that food. Like, what's the thought process?
Yeah, it feels so natural to just switch into this mode where any kind of little movement or things that are flying or rolling on the stage catch my attention and suddenly I want to play with them and then suddenly I like see something else. There's a moment where we're on stage and there's a bunch of peas on stage after the dinner and they're rolling all over and then I'm just crawling around looking for them and finding them and playing with them, and if somebody like kicks them at me then it catches my attention and I go towards the peas. My attention span has become shorter.
Well, I can see as you're doing this, you're kind of doing those darting movements like a real dog would.
Right.
So you've really adopted the whole psyche and demeanor.
Yeah, I definitely have. Like itches or like mites that'll bite on my arm or, you know.
That you're imagining?
Yeah, that I'm imagining. So I have like, or if I do feel anything that itches or scratches, then I definitely attack it.
What have you come to think of as your trademark canine,
yeah,
sounds?
I love growling. I love being like, and I do a lot of the like sneezing and the sounds where they're like, you know, where they do that with their nose. I like to do that a lot. And with the barking, there's like a, as I go along, I like to add inflection. Like when my owner comes in, you know, at first there's a moment he comes to the window and I don't know who it is. So I'm barking, of course, aggressively because I'm trying to protect. So I'm like, boof, boof, boof. And then as soon as I see him, I'm like, oh, and I do a lot of like panting with the
anyone
tongue.
Who's come home to a happy dog can identify to that.
Right? It's fun.
I noticed in some of your Tumblr and Instagram photos online, yeah, that when you pose with people now, your tongue is lolling out.
Always.
So you go into dog mode even do. When you're posing with other humans.
I do. My tongue, I feel like now it's like out more than ever. I just, if I look at somebody and want to show them appreciation or happiness, I stick my tongue out. It's crazy.
Thane Jasperson, a.k.a. Porthos the dog. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
The show Thane is in, Finding Neverland, is playing at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge through September 28th. It's expected to open on Broadway next spring.
You know, Sasha, I'm reminded I directed this show at a theater camp with little kids. And for the role of Nana, the dog, we used our family's shag rug from the bathroom.
A perfect costume.
Yes.
You're listening to Here and Now.